This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we've got plenty of time today in the show. We're just getting started. I know a number of you are on the line getting ready to ask your questions. But it's going to be a little bit of a dreary day. Some rain, that's good. We need it to get the season started. But we're just going to get started here in this year. So we're going to go to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Marianne is in Billerica.
Marianne, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. Thanks for taking my call. I want to put tall grasses in pots to cover up the pool filter.
Sure.
Can I put perennial grasses in?
Yes.
In pots?
Yeah, definitely. The way I'd look at it is just, you know, in the winter time, just protecting them a little bit. That's your biggest thought process that I would see. I wouldn't leave them in like the nursery containers that come in, and you're probably not going to do that anyways. I think you'll probably get some, you know, decorative pot maybe.
Yes, right.
What I would look to do is for the winter time, look at putting something around the pot, like a salt marsh hay or a straw or something, so that the pot itself isn't exposed to all the elements, because the root system is just above ground. So I don't see a problem doing that by any means. I've seen a lot of people who actually have done it, so it's not a bad thing.
Okay.
It's just protecting them from the winter. I would look to, you might have to water a little bit more, especially around a pool area, so it's going to be sunnier. So it's going to be with them being in pots above ground, they're going to dry out a little bit more. But I think, you know, that should be no problem. I think you'll have no problem with it. They should be very successful there. It's just protecting them for the winter.
Okay, so is there any particular one that you would recommend that would do better?
So it would depend on what you're looking for, like height-wise.
Yeah, at least something that will grow about 6 feet.
Okay. So are you looking, you're just looking to cover the pool filter, right?
Correct, yes. We can't put it in the ground because of the pipes. That's the problem.
Yeah, you don't want to, that would be a whole new issue going with it. I completely get it. So, so there are a couple out there that might be nice. One of my favorites is a zebra grass.
Mm-hmm.
It's a miscanthus. The way the blades are, it's green and white.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice. It's a different color. You're not just looking at green.
Uh-huh.
There's some others. So there's like a Carl Forrester grass, which is a Calamagrostis. That one has like the plumes on the top. The plumes themselves might be a little taller than the grass, whereas that the first one, the zebra grass that I was telling you about, is going to get some more height to it and cover.
Yeah, I've seen the zebra grass. I like it.
They have that, and then they have another one. So the zebra grass has, like, it's lined that way. So, like, it's green and white, the lines going up and down it.
Mm-hmm.
There's another type of grass, and I almost want to call it porcupine grass, but it's not the name, where it goes the opposite way. So horizontally, the white, or, like, the lighter color, it will go white then green.
Mm-hmm.
There's a number of them that have that, but they're all in the Miscanthus family. Okay, so the Miscanthus ones are going to do better for full sun, and they're going to get some height to it. So that would be the variety, if you're looking in general, because there's five or six different styles of grass that have their Latin name. The genus and species is what we call it, but their Latin name is Miscanthus. That's the variety or the style of grass I would go for versus.
Okay.
So they have like Penicetum, they have Calamagrostis, there's a number of others, but the Miscanthus is the way to go, in my opinion, for what you're doing.
Now, do you cut those down for the winter?
So you can. Some people will cut them down. Some people won't.
Is it better to cut them down and then cover it with, like, a top?
Not necessarily. Some people will use the grass like that as, like a winter color. Because some of the other ones, so if you were to look at, like, the Penicetum, Penicetum has the plumes on the top, and so it has a cool fall look to it. But, it's really up to you. You're not using the pool in the winter, so you're not focusing on that filter, so it wouldn't hurt it. Like, it's not a bad thing for you to cut them back. And maybe, if the pots aren't big enough, aren't that big, you could just take the pots, put them in like the corner, like in a corner of a fence area, and just kind of mulch them in. That type of thing. I would also make sure that they're lifted up from the ground just a little bit to get some airflow going there. They sell, they have them in colors now. They're called pot feet that will just go underneath it. It helps with the airflow. It helps with, so it's not just, you also don't want the roots to get into the soil underneath.
Okay.
Because.
Where would you get those pot feet?
Any place that sells, that will sell pottery, honestly will have them. They might be in terracotta, but I've seen them in all colors now. You could even get them online. Just honestly put on, just type in pot feet in Google, and they'll come up. But I like to do that just as in, it just helps with some of the airflow.
Okay. Thank you so
Alrighty.
Much.
Thank All right, you. Marianne.
You have a great day.
One.
I
you
love
too.
The show.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Cindy is in Massachusetts.
Cindy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi.
Good morning.
I was just wondering. I'm a bit hesitant about how to start my gardening again.
Okay.
It's been quite a few years since I've really tackled it, so I am a person that once I get on my knees, I just go for it. But I know that should I try just digging up the weeds and that kind of thing, or should I try just covering it with something to make them die that way?
So, to be honest, it's either way would work. Are you looking to do like a vegetable garden? Is that what you're trying to do?
A vegetable, flowers, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay. So what I would almost do is, you know, for some of the weeds that are there, that are sitting there, maybe it's, you know, cutting it all back low and then covering up with some new soil, adding like organic matter is a great thing to do to any garden this time of year. We want to have, you know, as much organic matter in the soil as possible. The organic matter is just, you know, the what really makes everything else flow. So I wouldn't be taking any
seeds. The weeds, even though you say cut it back and kind of dig it, but just leave it there?
Well, no. So what I would suggest doing is just cutting it back so it's a low point. So you're not having to rip everything up. And then, you know, kind of get it back. At this point, there's not a lot there. I would look to try to get it as low as possible with the, you know, the weeds that are there. And then from that point, I would look to... You know, you could either pull them or just when they're real low there, covering them up with extra soil is going to be beneficial to add to the nutrients that are already in the soil. So you definitely want to add more soil to this no matter what. But again, it's up to you and if you want to rip them out or if you want to leave them but just cut them way down and just put new soil on top. I have to hit a break here. If you want to hang tight, if you have some more questions, hang tight for me and we can go over it a little bit more, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with their new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging your lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Cindy. We were just going over the fact of, you know, when you're getting started in the garden, do you need to just rip everything out and start over? Do you, you know, what do you do with, you know, the weeds that are there? We've kind of gone over, you know, a couple different ways. I personally might just take like a mower, cut everything back, or like a weed whacker, cut everything back low, and then add some more, like compost or whatnot, for the ease of it. One problem with that is, when you start to, you know, cut everything back, right, you're starting to move some of the weed seeds around. You know, you're shooting them here and there versus where they need to be. So that's one problem that you could run into. So, you know, up to you on how you want to do it. The easiest way would be to use some sort of like spray to kill everything. They have plenty of organic sprays now to use, like Adios from Natural Alternatives. There's a really good one. You can spray the entire bed, and it knows what's, you know, good and bad, and it's organic. So that's what, you know, one of the things we're looking for.
Okay.
So you could do it either way. I, you know, the best way to do it would be definitely get as much of it away as possible, and add more compost or organic matter. Organic matter is huge for gardens. It really helps, take care of them.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope that helps, Cindy. And you have a great rest of your day, okay?
Yeah, I have another question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sure, go ahead.
The whole thing is that I do have chives in my garden. And
yep,
they reproduce, no problem.
Yeah.
I'll have to cut them back in order to get the new ones coming through.
Yes.
And I was just concerned about the fact of, you said about putting this organic weed stuff. Will that affect the chives?
It can. That's the problem with it. Maybe you're going to have to, in that area, use like the hand method of just pulling out around it versus the spray so that it doesn't affect their long term. So a lot of them, what they do is they use the sun as its ally to pull heat into the plant and basically burn the plant that way. So, you know, it's...
In other words, keep it distance away from...
Yes.
The yeah.
Exactly. That way, you know, you can still use the spray on the majority of it if you wanted to. And then from there, you know, just make sure you hand pluck around. Probably, we're talking probably like 2 feet perimeter around the chives just to be safe.
Uh-huh.
You know, with drift and everything, you never know, you know, how much it could get. But it's not one that goes into the root system and then travels underneath everything. A lot of the organics are more of a foliar spray. So you won't have to worry about it going through to the others that way.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay.
I have another question that has to do with bulbs.
Sure.
I have a flowering bulb that's in the front of my house that is a beautiful purple. It goes to a top. It's like small little bulbs.
Yep,
blossoms and stuff like that. I'm not good with knowing.
So it has like a ball on the top of the flower, on the like a top of a stem. Is that what you were saying?
It's like a blossoming thing. It's like little bulbs.
Okay.
All the way up. Little flowers.
Okay. And when does it flower?
It's flowering now.
Okay.
And
so,
it was like, I think because it's flowering now, I'm saying, well, I can't take the bulb, you know, because they multiply. The bulbs multiply.
Yes.
So I was too late to digging it up. And to I'm not saying digging it out of the area. I'm just saying to take bulbs so I can plant it somewhere else, too.
Yeah, so I would wait till it's done flowering. Get rid of the flowers and then relocate them afterwards because it'll go into like a dormancy period afterwards. So right when it's done flowering, you can definitely do that and move them around the property. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Esfomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfomer.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he might take another trip down to the U.S.-Mexico border. With more, here's USA's Dan Naraki.
Former President Trump says he'll likely head to the southern border in the next few weeks.
Well, a lot of people want me to. The border patrols and all of the people of ICE, if they want me there, they've asked me to go. And I really sort of feel I owe it to them. They're great people. They're doing an incredible job. It's impossible now with what they've done to stay in Mexico. Should have been left, and now they stay in the United States. And by the way, stay in and never leave
Trump speaking with Fox News. The former president's comments coming a day after a group of GOP senators visited the border, saying they were stunned by conditions at facilities holding unaccompanied minors. He also criticized the Biden administration for ending the Remain in Mexico program and stopping construction of the border wall. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News. President Biden was asked if there's anything that he can do about Georgia's new restrictive voting law.
We're working on that right now. We don't know quite exactly what we can do at this point. The Justice Department is taking a look as well.
Republican Gabriel Sterling, who implements elections in Georgia, said the claims that the laws are racist aren't true. The new law also makes it a misdemeanor for people to distribute food and water to those waiting in line to vote. Sterling says they were just closing a loophole.
Literally, we have reports where they're handing out Warnock water. I mean, that's the issue we're running into. So we basically closed the loophole. They can still hand out water and food. This has to be 150 feet away, the way it has been for decades in this state.
A warning was sent out from CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
Please take this moment very seriously.
She said she noticed numbers are again going up in the battle against COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, if you want the best looking lawn and garden in your neighborhood, then you need to use the best lawn and garden fertilizers on the planet. ProTrust Products offers everything you need for a great looking lawn, beautiful trees and shrubs, and garden with spectacular blooms and bountiful veggie harvest. It's too early to worry about planting your garden, but it's a perfect time to start taking care of your lawn. In fact, right now, ProTrust is running their annual Turf Trust Triple Play promotion. This promo combines their amazing Turf Trust fertilizers with their legendary broadleaf weed control and crabgrass control products. Save 10% and get free shipping when you order the Turf Trust Triple Play online at www.protrustproducts.com. Trust your lawn and garden to ProTrust Products. Now, I know we do have some calls on the line, so I want to try and get to those as quickly as possible now. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Ray is in New London.
Ray, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a 37-year-old ponytail plant that has multiple ponytails. And one is very leggy. It's like 3 feet tall. And I'm wondering if I cut it, and it has growth at the top. So it has that big span of nothingness.
Gotcha.
I don't want to kill this plant because obviously I've had it so long, but it's unsightly. So my thought is if I could cut it and maybe root the top growth and then what it remains would regrow. Is that the way? Or do I cut it back down to its big bulb?
So basically, it's out of the big bulb.
Out of the big bulb, it's kind of had little bulbs.
Multiple?
And they look okay. They're not leggy. But one of those original little, outshoots is just grew up and up and up.
Okay,
and,
so.
And I didn't stop it.
So I want to make sure I have it because I think I heard wrong. So I apologize. So it's got one main bulb, the main bulb that it came with. Does it have multiple bulbs that are coming off the side of that?
Sort of. It doesn't look like it did. They're not, just instead of the one roundness, like one coconut now, it looks, say, like two.
Gotcha.
Because it does have little, it does shoot up like little smaller stems.
So the reason why I was asking, because on some of these, they will produce like another small bulb that you can propagate from that, right? You use the bulb. And I think from what I'm understanding is it's actually coming off of the main bulb. It's an offshoot. It hasn't even formed that full bulb yet, right?
Yeah, it looks, yeah, they still look, the outcrop still looks attached to the first round.
So gotcha.
It's
like
two rounds in that same area. And
so it's not as easy as I said, where it was, oh, it's just a bulb on the side, we'll cut it. It's yep. There's a little bit more to it.
Yeah, it's this three to 4 foot growth up.
Okay, because, so like I was saying, if there were bulbs, that's nice and easy. You cut it, you try to get a nice cut off the main, use that bulb and root it.
Yep. I have a smaller, younger one that I could have done that on, but this one didn't seem to do the egg.
Okay.
The outgrowth is still attached to the main bulb.
So that is that's the easiest way to do it, right? The bulb. That is just the, like, first one, that's the cut it off, put it in, et cetera, right?
Right.
What I would look to do is towards the base, so not all the way at the top. I know that it's leggy and it's got all its, you know, the leaves on the top, towards the base where it is coming off the bulb itself. I want you to cut it like you would if there was a bulb. Kind of nicely shape it to the bulb, that the main bulb. So you're getting everything off of it. From there, you're going to want to use, you can actually, you'll be able to put it in soil. But I want you to get some rooting hormone. Mm-hmm. Okay? So use that rooting hormone. Cut it. Make a nice fresh cut. Put the rooting hormone on the end where you had just cut it from. And then put it about, a third of it into the soil. Okay. So where you cut it, it's like a third of it. So it's going to go a little bit deeper into the soil. We're looking at like almost the opposite, where the bulb is exposed on this right now, where you cut it is not going to be exposed. We want it further into the soil a little bit. It's going to take a few weeks for it to really start pushing out its root system, to show. But make sure you water it to, and keep it, you want it to dry out in between, but not dry out to the point where the soil turns like that really light color where it's almost too loose. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So that would be one way with using just the rooting hormone, putting it into soil. What I've also seen done is, you know, cutting it, then getting water, like a vase, putting that end into a vase, maybe adding some rooting hormone onto it so it's in the solution, and then leaving it in a vase for it could be a couple weeks, and what'll happen is sometimes the roots will just start to form into mm-hmm. that water for you.
Yeah.
Then that way, you can then put it into a pot that way. So either way would work. So, you know, from the beginning, you're just cutting it off of the main plant.
I'm going to cut it off the main plant, but it's 48 inches. I measured it. So
yep.
I'm going to cut it again to the desired height that I want that.
Yes.
Ponytailed. Okay. So it would be two cuts.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that for the rooting part of it, the main cut is right on the base, because that's where, like, all the, you know, it's getting from the roots at that point, right? So we want to make sure that that lower part is what goes into the soil.
I mean, that's my
so you can cut from the top. Yeah, I mean, you could actually, you know what I would try to do? Just cut it twice,
yeah.
Right? Use the bottom part where it's just the stick,
yeah.
and then use the top part and try two different plants.
See if I can maintain that growth. It's a small growth on the top.
Yep. Because my thought process is, when it's close to the bulb there, you could, with 48 inches, you definitely could, because a lot of the ponytails, you know, that you see at a garden center are only like a foot and a half tall.
Yeah.
So you could definitely cut it multiple times and just make sure each time you know which one is from the bottom, right?
Correct, yeah, right, to which way to plant it into the soil.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Use that rooting hormone. Again, you could do multiple. It's just that my original thought...
What do I have to lose?
Yeah, no, at this point, right? What do you have to lose? And you can maybe, you know, one option is try a couple just putting them in the soil, and then maybe one of them put them in water to see if you can get the roots to grow that way.
I was going to ask you, because, of course, I'm going to favor the growth on the at that tippy top.
Yes.
Which would be the preferred way for that, soil?
Yeah, for the top one, I would go soil. I would think, just make sure the soil, you know, stays wet, not to the point where it's like just sopping wet like mud, but make sure it stays moist.
Like probably seed starter.
Yeah, that would be ideal. It's the one of the better for it, looser soil, so that when it's developing its roots, it's not going to hurt. Not going to have to like go through a heavier mix.
So I was thinking this is what I was going to do, but I didn't dare. I didn't want. It's not. What about the cut end on the bulb? I don't top dress it with anything like.
No, it'll heal itself. It really will heal itself.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't.
Obviously.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that part. Just make sure it's a nice clean cut. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah. Get a good knife. Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks for your help.
Thank you. You have a great one.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a bunch of calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in South Portland.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I got a couple questions this morning after carousing the backyard. One of them is we have a viburnum bush. It's huge. It's been around for a long time. And I just noticed that some of the branches, the bark is peeling back on it. And the branch is brown. How soon can I cut that, or should I wait till later on when there's more life in the plant, and then maybe it might come back? The other thing is, how soon can I transplant rhubarb plants?
Okay.
And the third question, if you don't mind, is
no problem.
We're back to feeding my lilac trees. This is the fourth year, and I think you said after 4 years we should have flowers. Otherwise, it's a no-go. So, I guess I need some help as to what we should probably think about doing this year.
Okay. So on the viburnum itself, scratch the bark. If there's brown behind it, right now's the perfect time to prune it back. You can kind of just shape it a little bit easier. You can see where the branches are cross branches, that type of thing. A lot of viburnums do have a lot of cross branches, so you don't want to get rid of all of them because you'll be thinning out a lot of it. But get rid of some of the major ones that might be rubbing on each other. Okay.
I get that.
So that would be the first one. So as far as rhubarbs, there's a couple times a year that you can actually do it. I'm trying to think. They can be done now or they can be done in the fall. There's not a lot of growth on them, I'm assuming, right now on the rhubarbs.
There's nothing coming through at all.
So this is the time to do it because there's no growth has started, so you're not really affecting it as much. So what usually best way to do, dig up the entire plant versus just part of it.
Sure.
So that way when you do
dig it up, you can actually really split it nice and easy versus trying to cut it in the ground and build from there. So definitely cut it, you know, open up the whole plant. Then from there, I want you to split it. Try to get like 2 to 3 buds on each section, like good root sections, and split it that way.
Okay.
You know, it's make sure when you're planting them, everything stays at the same height when you've planted it. You don't want to go too deep or too, you know, just remember kind of where it's at. And just split it in multiples. Usually you want a minimum of 2 to 3 buds per plant that you are going to, you know, cut back,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
And then the final question, I'm sorry.
It was the lilac trees not flowering. Is there anything I can do to them now to encourage them?
So, I mean, the superphosphate, like we've talked about, is the one to try now.
Okay.
You can put that in the ground. The ground's warming up enough. I definitely think you'd be fine doing that today or even next week.
Okay, fine.
All right.
Good. Okay,
all right, Bob.
Young man. Thank you. Stay safe.
You too.
Have a great day. Right.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to take a break. 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that. With soil moist granules, just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there
and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. In about 15 minutes or so, maybe 10, we're going to be joined by Victoria from Natural Alternative. We look forward to that so we can get some great information on what we can be doing. I was talking about this earlier, first thing this morning. We do have some rain on the way today. So for those of you who have some time to get out there this morning, maybe put some of that crabgrass control down this morning so that rain can water it in for you, so that it can start to get ready. I still personally would be waiting on some of the grass seed. I wouldn't be putting that down just yet. The temperatures to really balance out a little bit more. We're going back and forth too much, in my thoughts, when it comes to for the grass seed. But for the, crabgrass control, we're starting to get there. I was looking at the temperatures of the soil today. We're starting to really warm up and come to, what we, have looked for temperatures. So definitely getting there. As the days go by, it's really starting to feel like spring. Take a look. If you have some time, if you already have the product for the crabgrass control, get it out there this morning so that the rain can wash it in and put it into the soil for you today. And you're not worrying about using a hose, etc.
A lot of garden centers are opening up in the next, you know, 5-10 minutes, maybe within the hour. You can get there. It looks like in my area where I'm in Lowell, it's looking about noon where the rain's going to start. So we still got a couple hours to be putting some stuff down. So, you know, just want to throw that out there. I wouldn't start grass seed yet. But if you're going to put crabgrass control down because you're not seeding, put it down right now. Get out there, you know, and get it done so that you can not have to worry about watering it in. One less thing for you to do, and it'll take care of it for you. So just a thought there. Now, if you're looking to do some planting this year, this spring, you know, one thing I do recommend is Biotone Starter. And Biotone Starter is basically planting insurance for your plants. Now, it's the ultimate starter plant food, originally designed for the professionals. Use it on everything you plant to guarantee success. Even in poor soils, the secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Once your plants are off to a great start, keep them nourished with our tones. A full line of organic plant foods including holly tone, plant tone, and rose tone. Espoma has just the right tone for your trees, shrubs, flowers, and vegetables. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Biotone Starter Plus at fine garden centers and hardware stores. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, the Biotone is something that's going to give you a head start and really get those roots going so that when you're planting this season, it'll definitely work for you and do everything you're looking to do. The benefits outweigh, you know, there's really no negatives to it. It's organic. It's a perfect little product for you. So any plants that you're planting this year, I highly recommend using that Biotone Starter, all the way down to some of your annuals when you're, you know, putting them in the soil, etc. So take a look. It's a no-brainer. Okay. So, definitely look for that. Now, we're a couple minutes, like I said, away from, Victoria from Natural Alternative to join us. I know, I got some questions for her. Some of the questions were, you know, earlier today. I know a lot of you have started to use some of their products. And so I know we can get some good answers for different things today that I know she will bring to us today. So when we're done, save this phone number. So if you're still listening, 855-660-4261. That'll be the number to call after we're off the line with Victoria. So that's be coming up at the 8 o'clock hour. So about 10 minutes, she'll be joining us, and we'll really get some good information on what to do in the lawn right now and what you can do in the garden. So stay tuned for that. Again, Victoria from Natural Alternative with some good information for you to really be successful in the garden this spring. So we're going to take a break here. Like I said, when we get back, Victoria will be with us, and we'll have question and answer in regards to what to do in the garden. So hang tight. We'll be back in a few.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.